So if you're like me, you use Facebook. And when you use Facebook, you tend to see your friends getting really fired up about stuff. For example, this post that has kind of gone viral recently, it says, "This is insane. Guess what got signed into law with those stimmy checks? You'll now be taxed on the $20 you get for mowing a lawn and the $40 you got for selling something you never use on Facebook Marketplace. Prior to Biden enacting this, you only had to report a 1099-K form if you received more than $20,000 total in 1 year through a single payment processor and exceeded 200 total transactions. If you use Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Etsy, eBay, Shopify, etc., you're about to have to claim any money you receive through those apps as taxable income in 2022. You won't have a choice. The payment processors track it, and the government is forcing them to send you and the IRS a form to report it. Get ready to pay around 30% back at the end of the year and any money received for goods and services on those apps. Just got a lot more daunting to kick off a small biz on Etsy or sell at your local farmer's market using Square." Wow, that is a lot of outrage, and maybe even an implication that this person thinks that tax fraud and not reporting income is acceptable. But let's back it up here. What's going on? So the American Rescue Plan Act, you guys remember that, right? Third stimulus, expand the child tax credit for 2021. That was passed this past March and had a lot of stuff in it. And one of the things in it was to change the reporting requirements effective for 2022 and going forward for the form 1099-K. This form is used to report payments from what the IRS calls third-party settlement organizations, such as Venmo and PayPal. So what's this about? Well, currently in 2021, if a third-party settlement organization pays out during the calendar year to a particular payee more than $20,000 and this payee received more than 200 payments from that organization, the third-party settlement organization must report the amount of these payments on the form 1099-K, which is sent to the payee and filed with the IRS. But if either of those two requirements are not met, a form 1099-K would not be issued. So I could pay someone $100,000 in one transaction through PayPal. If that was the only PayPal payment that person received during the year in 2021, PayPal will not issue that individual form 1099-K because they did not meet the 200 payment requirement, right? However, the American Rescue Plan Act is changing that beginning in 2022. Beginning in 2022, the reporting threshold to file a form 1099-K is a mere $600 in payments for goods or services to mirror the form 1099-NEC threshold. So if someone receives at least $600 in PayPal payments in 2022 for goods and services, PayPal will send that individual as well as the IRS a form 1099-K showing the total amounts of payments that individual received from PayPal during 2022. Does this mean that people will be paying more in taxes? Yes. People who aren't reporting the income they should be reporting anyway, regardless of if they got a 1099 for it. But the answer to that question is no for people who are already doing things correctly. The confusion behind this Facebook post stems from the fact that many people believe that if they get a tax form, like a 1099, then this automatically means that that number's got to go on your tax return. They have to pay taxes on that amount. However, this is not the case. 1099 reporting is just that. It's just reporting. This legislation did not change the law pertaining to whether or not payments you received from PayPal or Venmo are taxable income. It merely changed the reporting of them. The government knows that, unfortunately, taxpayers are more likely to cheat on their taxes and not report all their income if the IRS doesn't know about it. This is why the form 1099-NEC exists. In general, if a business pays an unincorporated service provider at least $600 during the year, they must issue that service provider a form 1099-NEC showing the amount they paid them. There is a loophole, of course, with the current form 1099-K reporting requirements. If payment is made to an unincorporated service provider through a third-party settlement organization, then technically the payment was not made by the business to the service provider. The business transferred funds to the third-party settlement organization, who then paid the service provider. And now we're out of the form 1099-NEC reporting world and into the form 1099-K reporting world, which means that the reporting thresholds are much higher, right? More than $20,000 in payments, more than 200 transactions during this year. All this legislation did was close this loophole, right? To make sure that the income earned by unincorporated service providers via third-party settlement organizations, such as PayPal or Venmo and others, is being reported to the IRS to discourage these service providers from underreporting their income on their tax return because the IRS already knows about it. So this new rule will affect those service providers who have underreported their income on their tax return because it was paid through a third-party settlement organization and they were under the reporting threshold to be issued a Form 1099-K and the IRS didn't know about it because there was no 1099-K because the 1099-K filing threshold was so high, right? Both over 20,000 in payments and more than 200 transactions. But people who are using Venmo or PayPal in a non-business context really don't have any need to worry. In fact, the American Rescue Plan makes plain that reporting is not required on transactions that are not for goods and services. So if you're just using PayPal or Venmo to be paid or reimbursed for a meal that you paid for, but you and your friends are splitting or whatever, it's personal use, it's not in a business context for goods or services, that's not taxable. That was never taxable, and this new rule doesn't make it taxable, okay? So going back to the Facebook post, right? It says, you'll now be taxed on the $20 you get for mowing a lawn and the $40 you get for selling something you never use on Facebook Marketplace. Well, about that $20, buddy. That $20 you earn for mowing a lawn, that's taxable income. That was always taxable income. The fact that it was never reported on a 1099-K before is a different issue than whether it was taxable or not. If you go out, you perform a service, that's income for you, whether or not the 1099-K even exists in the first place. This new 1099-K reporting threshold is simply making the IRS aware of all these tax cheats who weren't reporting all the income they earned on their tax return. As far as the furniture thing, yeah, if you sell your personal furniture and you have a gain on it, that's a capital gain. It's always been a capital gain, at least as long as I've been alive. But here's the thing, Buckaroo. You probably paid maybe $1,000 for that couch 10 years ago, and a bunch of baby spit up, dog pee, and wine stains later, you're selling it for 50 bucks or 80 bucks. You have a loss. You do not have a gain. And you can't take that loss because it's personal, but you have nothing, you have no taxable income there on that because you bought this thing for more than you sold it for. And that's typically the case for selling used stuff, right? So, bottom line, this new reporting requirement doesn't change whether something's income or not. It's just a change to make more of these payments reportable to the IRS. Folks, if you like my tax content or other content, if you like the way I think through these things, I do have a personal finance course called Prosper. There's a link to that course in the description below, as well as a coupon code down there for my loyal YouTube audience. I'll see you over in that course, as well as in these other tax videos here and here. Bye-bye.